Wow, this is a huge one, Router Protocol, a network known for routing, liquidity, and cross-chain infrastructure, says it plans to shut down and burn 303 million root tokens.
And that really does signal a major shift. It could be a wind down, a consolidation, or a strategic reset meant to simplify the token economy.
The size is what stands out to me. This isn't a small token adjustment.
Right. Removing 303 million tokens is a large-scale supply reduction, and it can change how the remaining token is perceived, how liquidity behaves, and how the market sees the project's future.
A burn reduces circulating supply, so in theory the remaining root becomes scarcer.
But scarcity alone doesn't guarantee a price increase. The real impact depends on demand, liquidity conditions, holder behavior, and how the shutdown is executed.
That's the key question. Is this a cleanup event or a strategic reset?
It matters a lot to investors, liquidity providers, developers, and root holders. If the shutdown is part of a migration, upgrade, or pivot, the burn may look like a disciplined step toward a cleaner token structure.
But if it's really a wind down, people may read it as a warning sign, especially if they expected the project to keep expanding.
There are a few effects that are likely to matter. First, circulating supply will fall, which could reduce the abundance of root in the market.
Second, the burn could create price pressure in either direction. It may feel bullish if demand stays strong, but it could also increase volatility if holders are unsure about what comes next.
Third, liquidity may be affected. Shutdowns often touch trading pairs, exchange listings, and market depth, so people will probably watch how liquidity is managed.
That's one of the most practical concerns. If root is being burned and the protocol is shutting down, traders will want to know whether the token remains tradable, whether exchanges keep listing it, whether decentralized pools keep enough depth, and whether there are migration instructions.
Those operational details may matter just as much as the burn itself.
Governance and project direction are also part of the picture.
If Router Protocol has community governance, holders may expect more clarity about what happens next. The announcement could raise questions about whether the burn is voluntary or mandatory, whether it's part of a broader protocol change, and what role the remaining root token will play after shutdown.
Holders should follow official communications closely, especially the timeline, the exact burn mechanics, and whether the remaining token still has utility.
Key areas to monitor include technical documentation, exchange and liquidity updates, community response, and the post-event role of root.
Market reaction is likely to be mixed. Some investors may see the burn as positive, because it reduces supply overhang and strengthens the remaining token.
Others may view the shutdown negatively, especially if they expected the protocol to keep growing. Because Router Protocol is tied to routing and infrastructure, the shutdown may also affect how the broader market sees its ecosystem, including whether integrations or dependent products continue, migrate, or phase out.
The biggest risk is uncertainty. A large burn and shutdown can create confusion if the timeline and mechanics aren't fully clear.
The burn may be structurally positive, but it doesn't eliminate risks around liquidity, execution, and post-shutdown utility.
Short-term volatility is also likely, since headlines can trigger rapid price moves in either direction.
Traders may react quickly, while long-term holders may wait for more clarity.
In short, the planned shutdown and burn of 303 million root tokens is a major event for Router Protocol.
It may represent a strategic reset, a wind down, or an effort to simplify token supply.
For investors, the most important factors will be clarity, liquidity, and the continuing role of root after the event.
The burn itself is significant, but the broader context will determine how the market ultimately receives the move.